I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show today, we have cool stuff. Actually, we really do. I know the blog, the drbill.tv blog, still doesn't have any stuff on it. Other than the shows that we've done recently. We don't have any blog posts. But bookmark it anyway. Who knows? One day I may write something. You never know. Anyway, we do have some things for you today, though. The first thing I want to show you is a demonstration of installing and using... This thing has two names. Linux FX and Windows FX. You'll see why when we get into it. So let's do that right now. All right, here we are in Oracle VirtualBox. And I have set up the virtual connection here to the Linux FX or Windows FX, depending on how you want to call it. The free edition, we're going to start that. And it is starting the VirtualBox. And here we are in the Windows FX 10.6 free 64-bit version. So I'm going to go ahead and start this. And as you notice, as it comes up, this is very interesting, isn't it? They actually have a Windows logo. Now, the whole point of this distro is to be as Windowsy as possible and still be a Linux distribution. So... That's what we're trying to achieve here. And they've done a great job at theming this version of Linux. Now, you notice, you probably can't hear it very clearly because I have the microphone turned up and the system audio turned down. But I'm going to go ahead and configure the monitor resolution. And let's go for... something a bit bigger. Let's see how this works. Whoops. I didn't mean to change it. There we go. All right. And let's apply that. Oh, that looks pretty good. Keep this configuration. And notice this looks just like Windows. This is pretty wild. What it was trying to do there, the reason I said something about it speaking to me is because it's trying to imitate Cortana during the setup. Now, other than that, you can see that this looks very much like Windows. Now, really, this is Ubuntu Linux using the Cinnamon GUI interface, and then they have themed it to look like Windows as much as possible. So this is pretty cool. Now let's go to Office. Let me see if I can find. Here we go, Office. Now notice it looks like this is Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. But let's start with Excel. We'll click on that, and you'll notice as it comes up that it's really only Office. Now, OnlyOffice is an open source version of a Windows-like or Microsoft-like Office package, and it's pretty good. Now, if you go to OnlyOffice here, rather than to the spreadsheet, you can open up all kinds of different versions, you might say, of OnlyOffice in Excel-like mode, as it has here. Keep in mind that we haven't installed this locally, so it's running a little bit slow. I'm kind of using just the demo version here. But if we wanted to create a document, then notice that it looks just like, well, for the most part, like Word. You have your band up here that you can use to set your headers and your bolding and so forth. I mean, it looks very friendly to a Windows user. So I'm going to get out of OnlyOffice here, and we'll continue to look. Now, the other thing that they have done here is they've installed Wine. And so you should be able to go to the web and actually get a Windows program and install it. Now, there are caveats there. There are certain things that won't run, like the Adobe suite of products that you might want to create video with and those kinds of things. Those kinds of, you might, some more sophisticated Windows programs, those aren't going to work. Now, I'm not going to set up, well, is it going to force me to do it? Well, let me just give it a simple password here and let it set up a key ring. It's trying to be secure, and I'm all for security, so we'll let it set that up. But here's what I wanted to do. Let's go to Notepad++. This is a very familiar, simple Windows program. Now, you notice what I'm going to do here is I'm going to download let me make sure I'm getting the right one here. Go to Home. What is Notepad? All right, download. I'm going to skip all of these. Go to one that I'm more confident in. All right. I'm going to skip down here to the 64-bit Windows version. I'm going to get the installer, and it's going to download. And then we're going to run it, just like we would under Windows. This is, now remember, this is Linux. But Wine is configuring automatically in the background for us, which is pretty cool. I'm going to go ahead and drop out of Google there. Now notice it comes up with the Notepad++ installer for Windows, even though I'm running under Linux. And we're going to say next. I agree. Go ahead and install it. So forth. And let's create a shortcut on the desktop. Let's see if that works. And there we go. There's our desktop shortcut. And we're going to run it. And there's Notepad++. Now, that's a Windows program, guys. A simple one, admittedly. But notice it didn't give me any hassle. It didn't say, you're running under Linux, and I've got to do this, and I'm going to do that. It set things up in the background for us. Okay? And now we've got a standard Notepad++ Windows version, because they don't make it for Linux. Now, they make one called Notepad QQ. Another group of freeware folks have created that to look like Notepad++. But if we run it, then it's going to bring us right back in. Notice it's running out of C program files, Notepad++. Sure it is. What Wine has done is created us a directory. If I go to my home here, notice it looks just like what we're expecting. Windows, but it's not. Okay, now Cortana, if you want to call it that, is down here available for us. I'm not going to fool with that. But I'm just going to look around here. Internet, we have Firefox, we have Chrome, Skype, TeamViewer. A lot of things that you would expect to find. There's Steam. If you have a Steam account and want to run some Steam games, they will run fine for you. Windows apps. These are the apps that are running under Wine. So it's got Notepad. It's got browsing your C drive. Now, this is the C drive that it's set up for you. So if we go there, we can go to Program Files. And here is the files that it has set up. Let me go back up one here. Program Data, Users, Program Files. That's what I want to say. Here we go. Notepad++, because it's 64-bit. It would be under Program Files, not Program Files x86. So here is the installation of Notepad. that's pretty slick, you gotta admit, right? Now, if we wanted to install it permanently, we could do this. But that's okay. I think you get the feel. You get to see what we're talking about here. One other thing I want us to look at, if I can find it, is go to administration. And statistics. What am I looking for? I'm looking for... They actually have... Let me go to preferences. Maybe that's what we need. Go there. They actually have themed this to the point that it even looks like Windows in terms of its control panel and things of that nature. There we go. Windows FX settings. Now, for all the world, this looks like it would be Windows. But it's not. But they've themed it to look that way. Now, that's pretty cool, okay? This is fun. And the reason that I wanted to show it to you is I've been looking for, you know this from other previous demos that I've done, I've been looking for a Linux that is so Windows user friendly that a Windows user could just start using it and not even care or know that they're under Linux. And this is the closest I've seen to that. Now, I know a lot of people would fuss and say, "Ah, this is blasphemy for a true Linux user." By the way, this is Terminal, which it made it look like it was the command prompt. And it is, you know, after a fashion. But you're still going to have to run sudo commands and things like that because it is really Linux. I mean, it's not making any pretensions here. They may call it Windows FX, tongue-in-cheek, but it's really a version of Linux, actually Ubuntu running Cinnamon. So, pretty straightforward, and everything is here that you might want to work with. So, I would give you basically just the suggestion that if you're looking for a Linux that is extremely Windows-like, take a look at this. Now, this particular project is an open source project. They are running it out of Brazil. English is not their native language, but they have done a good job at theming this for English. So I'm pretty impressed, and I'd say check it out. So let's go ahead here and look at this. Windows FX 10, we're going to power it off. Yes, that's what we want to do. And, of course, it doesn't shut down with a Windows screen. Now, again, a lot of people have been using this to prank people and say, here's an installation of Windows. And, of course, it really isn't. But I'm going to power off the VM here. But, you know, if you're really looking for a Linux that is the most like Windows, I think we found it. Okay, so you see, Windows FX, we'll call it that for now, is a version of Linux that you can use to wean people away from Windows and get them on a real operating system so they can do real work and be secure while they're doing it. I know, I hear in the back of my mind, I hear the other computer curmudgeon saying, "What do you mean real operating system? Windows is a real operating system." He once told me, he says, "Microsoft has been very good to you, Dr. Bill. You've been a system engineer all these years on Microsoft." Yes, and that's how I know they're so evil. Now, they're not as evil as Google. Google has taken the title of most evil. But Microsoft's still pretty evil. I'm sticking with that. Okay. Now that we've seen a fake Windows made from Linux, let's see the new version, the latest, greatest version of Linux Mint, my favorite Linux desktop. So, let's look at that right now. All right, we're starting here with Linux version 20. I wanted to show you this because this is truly my favorite version of desktop Linux. And what we're going to do here is go to add in our virtual Linux Mint 20 Cinnamon, which is, again, my favorite. So we're going to choose that one. We're going to start. It's cranking up VirtualBox. And here we are. Start Linux Mint. We want to go ahead and do that. And I'm going to go ahead and get rid of these little messages. Yes, we know. Linux Mint, I think you will see, is a very clean installation of Linux as an operating system. It's a great desktop operating system and is my favorite. As a matter of fact, I'm setting up a new machine kind of as I do this. I'm doing this to start. Okay, so we're now connected. That's fine. I'm going to increase the resolution here a bit. Customize. Okay, this is icons and so forth. Let me get out of here. They've changed it up just a bit from what I'm used to. So let's go over here to administration. Display, here we go. This is what I was looking for. And I'm going to go ahead and increase this up like we did on the, yeah, let's keep that one. Like we did on the Windows FX that we looked at. But as you can see here, Linux Mint is very clean. We can also install it permanently if we want to, just as we did with Windows FX, or showed you that option. We didn't do it. But here you can see, here's Office, and it's a little more honest than the Windows FX. It's going to tell us, yeah, this is LibreOffice, and this is an excellent, this is actually what I use for. Now, you're running 6.4, so that's interesting. 7.0 is out, and you could upgrade it if you wanted to. But as I was saying, this is what I use for my standard Office suite, is LibreOffice. I just don't use Microsoft products very much at all. And, you know, I like how clean it is. I like the options. I'm used to it. And as you can see, very straightforward. I can bold, I can do all the things you might want to normally do in a word processor. And you could, of course, save it as, instead of an open office format or a open source format, then you can actually save it as a document, a DOC or DOCX file extension, so it would be compatible with Windows users. And you know, that's fine. But now, you know, basically you could get a feel for this. This is these are the software that you have installed by default with Linux Mint. You can add stuff anytime you want to, obviously, because they do have a app store, maybe is not the right word, but colloquially that's what we'll call it. They have a software manager. And from that, once it cranks up here, because this is, we're running it like we were running it off a USB stick or whatever. It takes a little while to generate the cache and do things. But see, you can install Wine, you can install Inkscape, FileZilla, you know, a lot of Audacity. These are files that I typically normally install. VirtualBox, you can even install VirtualBox on it, although we're running it under VirtualBox now. But as you can see, it's a pretty full software manager tool. And it's good. It's good for general things. Now, you know, you can get a little more techie, if you will, by going straight into the command line and you know, doing a. Matter of fact, we could even type it right now. Just do a apt-get update, and it would go out. And of course, you know, because I'm running it as a VirtualBox and we haven't installed it, it's not going to let me do some things. But yeah, you could do apt-get update, apt-get upgrade and so forth, just as you normally would with any other version of Linux. And I tend to do a lot of that because I work with the command line a lot in Linux. But this is really a slick interface, very easy to use, very clean. And, you know, you can see your network here. If this was the drivers are all there for Wi-Fi. If we had a Wi-Fi adapter, which this machine doesn't since it's my desktop here in my office. But this will give you an idea of the new Linux Mint 20. I like using it, enjoy using it, and encourage you to check it out too. So I want you to see this as a more quote-unquote normal Linux install as opposed to our Windows-y looking Windows FX or Linux FX. Both names work for that particular product. And so there you go. Wanted you to see these. Okay, so now you've seen a fake Windows that's really Linux and a real Linux that's really Linux. There you go. So, and I prefer the real Linux that's really Linux, personally. So there. I hope you enjoyed this show. This has been a different one, but that's okay. By the way, I'm trying a new lighting thing here. Sometime I'll have to show you, maybe on the next show, I'll show you just how bizarre this lighting situation is. But is my skin evenly lit? Let's hope so, because I went to a lot of trouble to do this. I hope it's worth it. Join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.